Our conversation with the head coach, even in Canada, brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100's Best Companies to Work For list. Now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. Always dangerous to end up going down a rabbit hole I don't necessarily want to go. But I've seen you concentrate under a lot of different circumstances. The sweater that Scal wears when you're doing 7 or 8 minutes with him, and it's all horizontal, and the way he wears it seems to be going in all different places. How hard is it to focus while you're dealing with that?
You know, I'm trying to figure out how I can get it approved to wear a sweater.
No way. Don't like even it. Try it.
I like it. Somehow, because I always figure if you can get it approved that you can wear a sweater, eventually you can get it approved to wear a sweater without a tie. Eventually you can get it approved to wear a golf shirt. And, you know, with all the new ads on people's shirts, I mean, I think we've talked about this. Like, I'm all for coaches wearing golf shirts.
We just have one long season of Maui Invitational, right?
Why not? Why not? It would be great.
All right, we've been talking about how small the margin for error is with the group you have right now. And yet, last night, you gave up a season-high 54% from the floor. You turned it over 17 times. Morris and Tatum go 9 for 29. If the margin of error is so small, how was that even a one-possession game in the final minute?
Yeah, when you have fight, you have a chance to win. And that's sometimes that's unexplainable. Like, even you, like you just said, you look at the stats and you're like, there's no way that's a game that you're in the last minute or two. And but it was, and, you know, not protecting the paint really hurt us. The dunks that Henson got, the back door that Giannis got, the run out by Middleton, you know, we showed all those today and said, like, if there's 14 or 16 points there, that has to be 4 in a playoff game. That has to be 6 in a playoff game. Otherwise, it's too big of a hill to overcome.
Quick thought on Kadeem last night stepping in like that.
I thought he was great. I mean, I didn't know what, you know, I thought that to have that first possession where he drove it and made the floater, and then the next possession drove it and kicked it to Baines. Like, he just played really within himself. I thought he played really smart. And he guarded. And he guarded a really good player in Bledsoe. That's the thing. Like, you know, they always talk about there's no nights off in this league, and that is totally true. When you're a point guard, there really aren't. And, you know, we'll see if Terry's available after he goes through his warm-up and everything else. But inevitably, Kadeem's going to be guarding Lowry, Van Fleet, and others.
With all the preparation that Kadeem did, that Abdul has done, that Gershon has done in both Maine and Boston throughout the year, how much of it you just don't know until you see them out there in the three-dimensional environment?
Well, I think we do know, and I think but I think you never know if nerves are going to play a factor for 6 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever the case may be. But eventually they're going to settle into who they are, what they do best. That's one of the benefits of working with them every day. And I do think, though, you know, what they have to realize when they come in is they're playing a role. And if you focus on just doing what you do best and playing your role and being a serviceable defender, then you can play with good groups. And sometimes it's harder to play with, you know, 4 or 5 guys that you're asking to do that, because then somebody's got to make the play or somebody's got to do something to generate an advantage, et cetera. But when you're playing with guys that are going to draw as much attention as Al draws or as Baines rolls or Tatum draws, et cetera, then that's – you're going to be in pretty good shape if you just kind of stick to it.
Speaking of Al, walk me through the thought process here. We know what the schedule looks like. It's 6 games in 9 days. The playoffs are obviously what matters. There's a lot of focus on this game because of the theoretical possibility of the number one seed and all that. Al played 37 minutes last night. So when Max and I are wrapping up the game, I obviously brought up the issue was, does Al even play tomorrow night in the back-to-back? What was the thought process? I mean, the thought had to enter your mind about how to manage these games, how important they are, how the much value there is on him playing versus sitting. What was the thought process with him specifically tonight? And I guess everyone that could benefit from days off.
Well, Al has played. He's obviously played a good amount. Last night, he's had a good year. Didn't play in the Utah game, so we factored that in. So you played basically one game since last what day was it? Monday that we were in Phoenix. Prior to last night, and then he'll play tonight. He most likely will not play in one or even possibly two of our remaining four games, because he's obviously a huge, huge part of our team.
All right, you've said for 5 years now that you have to use games as practice. That's the way it works in the NBA. So little time to practice. With the end of the season coming and these games possibly having value and possibly not, does that start to reverse a little bit over these next 10 days where there starts to be more focus on April 14th, April 15th, as opposed to the games that are coming up?
It's a real balancing act, that I would say. Obviously, you know, you're preparing to play this game as well as you possibly can. I think being mindful of minutes is really important. Being mindful of, again, you know, like we chose with Terry last night. I mean, if he's not feeling good, don't play. At the end of the day, him playing, he's going to play so many minutes starting April 14th that he's just going to need to be ready to do that, and we need to be prioritizing that. Our goal is to play as well as we possibly can against the next opponent with whoever's available. And, you know, hopefully within that time, you know, we get a couple of games or a game where we play with all of our available bodies as of right now. You know, not including Kyrie, not including Marcus, not including Tice, those guys. So, you know, going from there, I think that's kind of that's what I would look for over the next four games. I'm hopeful to get at least one where we have everybody.
Such an amazing year here in a regular season for Toronto. I don't think people even appreciate how dominant they've been throughout the course of it, regardless of what's happened the last couple of weeks. I asked you earlier in the year for something that makes Greg Popovich special that maybe people don't talk about, and your answer was his ability to adapt to the players he has on his roster, to the way the game is changing, all the little things that force you, even when there's not a lot of personnel turnover, to make changes. Isn't that exactly what Dwayne Casey has done with this team this year?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And the young guys have added so much to this team. You know, they've played on such a role all year. And, you know, people talk about the last couple weeks. That's just part of it. You have times like this throughout the course of the season. Those guys are going to be great in the playoffs. They're going to be ready to go in the playoffs. They're probably looking forward to that. It's a really hard team to play against. It's a really hard place to play. But a lot of fun to play in environments like this against teams like this. And so, you know, certainly hats off to them. They've had a heck of a year.
As the head coach, you revealed the Pac-Man thing, the Miss Pac-Man machine, so it became a big story nationally to the point where I'm getting asked now about whatever. People are so fascinated in finding your zen that now they're, like, focused on Miss Pac-Man as somehow containing the magic to, you know, to everything you've accomplished in your career. Is it all that time spent, all that focus?
Well, I haven't played it all year.
I know, you said that.
I don't know. I will say this. Like anything else, I think I feel, you know, sometimes you just find something you like, you go and take your brain away from thinking at all for 20 minutes, and then you feel refreshed. Maybe it's my own version of mindfulness.
When you when the team loses a game, you should hear that sound. That wah, 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 wah,
yeah, it's, know, for, yeah, it's the first sound that goes through my head after the game. Yeah.
Celtics and Raptors next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.